You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for the Week 9 edition of the Mailbag, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the UC Health Training Center. And let's get started with a question from Aaron Swanson, who asks, with Denver falling to 3-4 and the toughest schedule remaining in the NFL, what are the biggest changes and improvements that need to be made to help us make it into the playoffs this year? Well, first of all, a little clarification. The Broncos don't have the toughest remaining schedule. Now, it looks daunting the next couple of games at Philly against New England, but then you've got the Bengals with a losing record, the Raiders with a losing record. Right after that, you play the Dolphins, and then the Jets, the Colts, Washington at 3-4. So you can see it ends up being close to 500 based on current records. So let me just correct you there. Not the toughest remaining schedule. But what improvements? I think it's obvious. It's turnovers. And it's something you've heard if you've watched Vance Joseph's press conferences this week. You've heard from players as well. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. Sometimes when you're looking at a team that's struggling and trying to figure out what's going wrong, you can think of multiple causes. There are multiple things going on. With the Broncos, it's pretty clear what's causing the issues. Now, turnovers and turnover margin, that's a stat that is usually very predictive of success or failure in the win-loss ledger. That's very true with the Broncos. Because of a poor turnover margin, in particular in the last three games, you have a team that has outgained every one of its opponents in weeks one through eight, but has lost four of the seven games it has played in that span. I'll go a step further. The Broncos haven't even allowed a team to gain 5 yards of play yet and have an eight-game streak of that going back to week 17 of last year. They haven't had a streak like that since 2005 and 2006. It's been a long time. Pretty unprecedented to have that in the current NFL. In spite of that, they're 3-4 because of a minus 11 turnover margin that is the second worst in the league. So you know the problem. It's clear. Now it's a matter of how do you fix it. That's why Brock Osweiler is playing on Sunday and not Trevor Siemian, because you're trying to find ways to fix that glitch in the system to get the turnovers out. If Brock Osweiler can go back to playing the way he was when he was here last time in those first six starts, when he had three giveaways, all interceptions, that's it. So half a giveaway a game. So if he can go back to doing that, then you're going to have something you can work with on offense. You cannot continue to have multiple giveaways a game, particularly from the quarterback position, as you have the last 3 weeks. If you do that, as we've seen in October, doesn't matter what the defense does. In Kansas City, doesn't even matter what the running game does. The running game put up a 177 on the Chiefs. The Broncos, in Kansas City in particular, they ran the ball well, played good defense. Usually if you do those two things, you win. But if you give the ball away, you don't. So that's the thing you're focused on. That's what you have to fix, turnovers. If you do that, I think the results will be a lot different in the coming weeks, no matter who the quarterback is. But right now, it'll be Brock Osweiler. Next question from Malcolm White. Could the use of Barrett, Ray, and Miller together get the pass rush going? Well, I think we already saw some evidence of that in Kansas City on Monday night. You saw some plays where you used those three edge rushers together, and it seemed to discombobulate the Chiefs a little bit. When you get one of those edge guys in particular lined up over the A or B gaps on the inside, it's going to change some things in protection. It also allows for whichever one or multiple ones of those edge rushers are inside a chance to get to the quarterback quicker. And you could see Alex Smith looked a bit flustered at times when he saw one of those edge guys on the interior flushed outside, forced into some incompletions, some passes he didn't want. He finished the night 14 of 31. A real struggle at times for Alex Smith, in part because of the pressure that the Broncos got from their three pass rushers off the edge. So there are things you can carry forward and build on going into the future. Remember, even though Carson Wentz is a different type of quarterback than Alex Smith, there are some commonalities in the offensive schemes of the Eagles and the Chiefs because, of course, Doug Peterson worked under Andy Reid in Kansas City and Philadelphia, learned a lot about offense from Andy Reid. So there are some things that the Broncos can probably take from Monday night and apply to Sunday in Philadelphia because of the common threads that those two offenses share. But certainly, when you have three starting quality edge rushers in two spots, it's good to find ways to occasionally use them together, like in those sub packages. I expect we'll see more of that in the coming weeks to take advantage of those three guys and make sure that whenever possible, you're getting as many of the best 11 on the field for each situation as you can. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week before the Patriots game, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Please find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. And listen to me every day or every weekday on Orange and Blue 760. I'm on from 10 to 12 a.m. with Ryan Edwards and Ring of Famer Steve Atwater. Always talking a lot of Broncos football and plenty of other things. We have some great guests. Ring of Famer Dennis Smith joined us this week, so you can always count on some good people popping on to our show. So tune in and enjoy some Broncos chat with us. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.